Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Well, good morning and happy Easter. This is a great celebration. It's about life. And remember, we were sad on Friday because of death, and today we're supposed to rejoice because of rebirth, because of resurrection. And I want to bring you the news I believe that Jesus brought, and most people didn't hear. And that is, you are God. Everyone on the planet is a part of God. And I don't want you to believe me. I'm going to read you something, which I seldom do. From John 10:30 through 36, this passage is what I'm taking this concept from. And at this point, people are planning to stone Jesus because he claims to be a son of God. And they are saying, this is blasphemy. And so we have a little argument going, and then what they're saying is, you, a mere man, claim to be God. And Jesus answered, is it not written in your own law, I said, you are gods? And in Psalms 82:6, it says, in the King James Version, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. This is an awakening. This is a rebirth. This is a resurrection for everybody on planet Earth. If we're walking around believing we're nothing but our bodies, how dead do we often feel? And helpless and hopeless. And we're getting this news that there's no need to be that way. We're actually a spark of the divine force. Everybody, I know that's the people you don't like as well as the ones you do, all the ones you curse about. They're part of God too. They're just here to help us learn something. So what Jesus was portraying so strongly and physically with the death and the resurrection is eternal spiritual life. He's not talking about eternal life for a body. He's talking about spiritual life. You, the spirit, are immortal. I know that's hard for the body to comprehend. In fact, it scares the body because the body is aware that it will die. And yes, that's true. The body will pass away. But you do not. Spirit is immortal. What a joyous message. We're always going to have this spark that you have right at this moment. And so with that validation from the Bible, from Jesus' words, I'd like for us to meditate on this morning, Easter morning, because since we're a spark of God, it's very important for us to begin to experience ourselves. Because no matter what anyone says, until you truly experience yourself, the Spirit, you're not going to believe it. It has to be real for you. It has to be experiential. Some of you here have experienced that. Some of you have not. But when you do, even for a second, even for just the shortest time, you will never forget it. It will be with you forever. So let's take a moment. And for those of you who don't know the techniques, I will teach two techniques to you today to help you tune back into yourself, the spirit, and become aware of the fact that your body is simply your vessel. So just close your eyes, if you will. It helps you tune into yourself. We're very visual creatures, we humans, and we tend to go right out to whatever it is we're seeing. So let yourself just tune into you. Just relax. Sit up as straight as you can comfortably. Put your feet on the floor and separate your hands in your lap. And by doing this, you open to yourself, because that's what is important. It's you and what's happening in you and what you're creating. Then I want you to just take a few nice deep breaths and relax the body. Every meditation you'll ever hear about tells you about breathing. Well, this is common sense because it's the one thing the body can't live without. It can live without water and food for a fair amount of time, but oxygen, no, you've got to keep having that. And when we tune into ourselves as spirit, sometimes we forget to breathe, and the body does not like it. So take nice deep breaths all through your meditation time. Then I want you to be aware of your feet on the floor and your back on the chair. Be aware of your body. Because we're a spark of the divine does not mean we don't want to respect and honor and use our bodies in a beneficial manner. So let's respect the body by breathing, being comfortable with it. And then tune into a space at the base of your spine. We have energy centers throughout the system. And they have all of our spiritual information that we can begin to tap into and use as we awaken to our spiritual light. Let's start with this, what we call the first chakra. And allow yourself to be aware of it near the base of your spine. Don't go there, just be aware of it. And then allow energy to flow from that space through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until it comes to the center of the earth. And again, take some nice deep breaths to let your body relax with being grounded, because this is a change for your body. Remember, meditation is mostly for the body. You, the spirit, are completely aware and bright and alive. But getting it into the body, that's the challenge. And grounding is step one. So allow lots of energy to flow from near the base of your spine through all the physical world to the center of the earth. Let the body relax. Then I want you to just be aware of you. Now, the reason we ground first is because you are such an incredibly high, bright light. You're such a tremendous power and energy. You're spirit. You're part of God. And so when you come into the body, you have to prepare the body and make it safe. It would be like trying to run too much electricity through a system that couldn't handle it. We know what would happen there. So allow yourself to come to the top of your head. You are spirit. And just stop there at the top of your head. You may not experience anything today, or you may experience a warmth or a tingling or just your presence. Allow your body to experience whatever it can of you there at the top of your head. This is a place where you, the spirit, can know yourself and also know the body that you have. Now, the place to abide in the body as spirit is the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. So slowly and comfortably flow through the top of your head into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. And again, take some nice deep breaths and be aware of your body around you. You may feel a heaviness because bodies are heavy compared to spirit. You may see a bright light. That's you. If you don't see one, don't worry. You're still floating around above your head. It can take some time to come into the body if you've been outside of it. It can take some time to experience this if you've never had the realization that you are spirit. Take a nice deep breath and experience yourself, the spirit, shining in your head. All through the Christian history, we've heard that Jesus is the Son of God. And what we forgot or ignored was he told us we all are. We're all the children of God. We're all part of the cosmic. So that actually brings us to a whole new level of reality, doesn't it? Oh, goodness, I'm not just my body, so I have no excuse for acting like this. I'm a part of God. Can I begin to behave that way? Well, we don't have to be perfect, thank goodness. We're not the totality of anything. We're just a part of God. And we're here learning and growing and experiencing. So take a nice deep breath and experience being grounded and centered in your head. Today's an amazing celebration day. Life. What we call resurrection. I want you to just be in the center of your head and be aware of your life, the life in your body. We have parents and grandparents and aunts and little children. We have friends and couples. We have all kinds of relationships that we use to help manifest our life force into this world. I want you to take a moment and meditate on some of the ways that you are happy about, that you can rejoice. Ways that you have manifested your light as spirit into and through the body. And you can certainly start with those things I mentioned. Being a parent or a grandparent or a friend. Please do not waste any time thinking of anything you don't like. This is a day for things you do like. Last week, we meditated on commitment as we were dealing with looking at Jesus' commitment to his path. So allow yourself to be aware of all the things that you have created in this lifetime because you did make a commitment, and maybe even a spirit without even realizing it. The world is waking up. Many, many people are disturbed and upset, and most people on the planet right now have a little fear because things are changing so rapidly and quite often violently. But then humans never were a quiet species. I want you to be aware of all the changes that are going on within you and how it ties in to what Jesus taught us. You are God. Take a nice deep breath and be aware that you are a spark of the cosmic consciousness. And notice how that changes your view of life. My goodness, that means everyone else is a spark of the cosmic consciousness. Oh my goodness, I guess I better change how I relate to somebody. That means they're not any different from me. Breathe in, breathe out. Notice how you can enhance your compassion, your strength, your love by owning the fact that you are a spark of God. That was a major message from Jesus. I believe it's very sad that people tend to focus on suffering and death when he came to bring us such unbelievably joyous information. Now increase your grounding a little bit because the more you awaken, the more you become aware, the more you need to ground to the earth in order to be real. Some people get caught on being a part of God and think they're the totality of God, and that's not the case for anyone. Take some nice deep breaths and enjoy your new awareness. Now, one of the things we do during our meditations is communicate with Jesus. Sometimes we communicate with Buddha or other great teachers, but today's Jesus Day. So let's talk to Jesus about his experience. Let's talk to Jesus about his gift to the world. And it's so easy. He's always with us. All you have to do is put your attention on him. It's just like God. God is always here. We're a part of God. And if you believe you're not in touch with God, it's because you hung up the phone. So pick up the phone and tune into Jesus. And be aware that everything evolves. Spirit also evolves. So be in the present with Jesus. And say hello to this great soul. And allow yourself to ask him to tell you about his message with the resurrection. And listen. Everyone receives information in their own unique way. You may hear words. You may see pictures. You may just have a feeling. Be still and just communicate with Jesus. Ask Jesus for a healing for you and let yourself receive. Receive the strength that you may need to manifest yourself the Spirit. Yes, it takes strength, commitment, perseverance to manifest our spark of light in our unique manner. Now, as we're communicating with Jesus, I'd like for all of you to create a bright gold sun above your head and let that gold light flow into you and through you. Let it fill you. Sometimes this gold light is referred to as Christ Force energy. Let this Christ Force energy flow to and through you. Allow yourself to awaken. Allow your own rebirth, your resurrection. Those who are unaware of their spiritual reality are asleep. Those who are aware are awakened. Let yourself begin to awaken. Let yourself see every action, every experience in this body as a spiritual manifestation. It definitely changes the show. Be aware of the gold energy and the presence of this great teacher, Jesus. Now let's continue this awareness and take our attention off of Jesus, and everyone use that gold energy and your grounding and centering, and let yourself tune into your God. If you notice, I do not define God for you. My definition of God is all things. Take a nice deep breath. Say hello to your God and receive a hello in return. And I'm going to leave you for a moment of silence to commune with your God. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of your body. If you've left, come back to it. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot to help you be more aware of the physical world once again. When you're ready, you can just take some nice deep breaths. Open your eyes and bend forward and release some energy. Hello, hello, hello. Now, if at any time you doubt Jesus' message, you're in very good company, because even his own disciples doubted him. So remember, continue your meditations, and you will awaken. Have a wonderful Easter.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.